The golden rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. Media moguls Vince McMahon and Ted Turner turned the 90s cable airwaves into an open war zone of professional wrestling with millions of fans. The global superpowers of the 20th century even threw down to be the first to send a man to the moon, just as a flex. There are stories where people crash and burn in perceived mutual hatred, too. Like naturalist Charles Waterton humiliating himself trying to bring down American birding icon James Audubon. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Obviously, everyone is talking about the coronation, right?
I will say that, like, I only peeped, like, a bit. Like, I wasn't all over the place with it.
I was not wall to wall. I did have to, I was traveling that day. And I watched when I could at the airport and at my layover when I was on my way home. But to me, England crowning a king was the second biggest achievement of the day. I mean, the day belongs, the whole event, this century belongs to Camilla Parker Bowles. I mean, how do you, I mean, there's mistress, and then there's mistress who becomes the fucking queen of England. If this isn't the most aspirational story you've ever heard, then tell me the more aspirational story.
Okay, here's what's not aspirational. I need you to explain to me what her haircut is. What is her hair? What is her hair?
Did you
like
see
for
the
a mistress?
Rumors?
No, I'm sorry. For a mistress who's like,
well, this is what I'm saying. It's just a mistress who didn't even she didn't
anything.
Even have to put in any work.
No. He's like,
she showed up with what the Lord gave her. Yes. No work done, no dye job,
her,
not nice clothes,
she needs
looking like that, and she bagged a fucking king? What are we doing wrong,
what are
ladies?
We doing wrong? What are we doing wrong? What is her hair? I need you to answer me. What is her hair? It's like bangs all around her whole head.
I feel like at a certain point, she was trying to do like a Linda Evans in Dynasty,
yes,
80s moment.
But like and that.
Well, because that's what broke up Charles and Di, I think that she probably thinks that the hairstyle has magical powers and she's just going to keep it. And you know what? She's fucking right.
Yes,
because today she is the current queen of England. How does this happen? She's like the anti-Stormy Daniels. She's like, this is how it is done.
You're so stupid.
I mean, look,
you're right.
Real, like,
you're,
look at this. Look at her.
You're right. Wow.
The royal family. What pieces of work? Meghan Markle was there for 10 seconds. They were like, get out.
Wait,
this
did she
bitch
go?
Has been hanging around for 50 years. Now she's the queen.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I mean,
no, Meghan did not go. She stayed home with the children, right? Because the day of the coronation was Archie's fourth birthday. And so Harry.
Oh, wow, what a good excuse. Like, truly, like, it's really good.
Well, Harry got, apparently, after the ceremony was done, he got on a plane and hightailed it back. He was not
sure.
At the after party. He was not at the governor's
ball.
Oh, no,
their relationship is fractured forever. They will never come back from his book.
Harry and the Family. Yeah, 100%.
Like what he did, and I don't think that people that didn't read the book understand, what he did is like going against the literal cardinal rule of being in the monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's
don't
like
go against the firm.
And it's don't complain and don't explain. That's what he said. That was the motto always. And he did both of those things. So it's like that is like they're done.
Yeah.
However, whatever.
I have to say I was surprised that he even was extended.
No, he had
an invitation.
He's going. Because in theory,
I was very surprised.
Because in theory, he's still in line. It's low. It's like
yeah,
six.
But like literally everyone. I mean, everyone in England had like Dame Judi Dench has to die in order for him to get. That's a bad example. She's like
no, but
90, yeah, who's like no, someone but, young and so, all the Spice well, Girls have to be deceased in order for Harry to be in line to the for the
oh my
throne.
God, like truly though, yeah, it's
he had to sit with his cousins, those hat wearing freaks.
Oh God, really?
Yes, they always
wait. And
show
then
up
what's
the best
this
hats.
About Charles's like sausage fingers?
Yes.
Are you aware of this?
I am. I mean, I've noticed it before. I didn't think it was like a trending thing, but he has like sausage.
No, but I think it's like a disease. Like, I don't think he just like
it is. It's a condition.
Fingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently they were like trying to hide them or something. I don't remember. I saw like an article that was like,
I mean, how can you? He's like holding a scepter in each hand. The ceremony was what is going on?
Wait, you know that I was in London. Oh my God. I've never told the story. I was in London last December and we were like in the, like seeing the crown jewels. The crown that he wore, I believe, was on display. And I have a photo of it. You're not allowed to have photos. And I took a picture of it. But as we were standing there and you're on this little conveyor belt where like you're going past, like think of the picture of Queen Elizabeth where she's holding like the ball and then she has the scepter and then she has the, the crown.
Sure.
The scepter and the ball and that crown are like in a glass case in front of me.
Okay.
The diamond in the scepter is bigger than a golf ball. It's humongous. And we're on this little conveyor belt because you can't just stand there. You have to go on this little like moving conveyor belt to like go by the thing. So you're not just like standing there forever and like so that everyone can go through. And the two women on the that are like working the room come up to me and they're like, oh my God, I need to know where you're back. They're like, oh my God. And I'm like, well, oh my God, what? I know. Like, I thought they were like thinking I was like doing something. And they literally look at me. I'm wearing my little Fjällräven, like over the shoulder, little piece of shit bag. They go, this bag is so stunning. Oh my God. And I'm like this. And I keep trying to look back at the jewels and they're like, oh no, don't worry about that. They're like, don't even look at the crown jewels of England, the biggest diamond you'll ever see in your life. I need to know where you got your $50 little bag from that. Like they've had to have seen 90 million of. And I was like, and they're like, you've never seen a bag like this. And they go, no, we've never seen it. I go, I don't think that that's possible.
Did they rob you? Did these women rob you?
They might have. And I still don't know. They were over the moon for my little shitty ass bag that I wear everywhere. And I'm looking at a diamond that is as big as my fist.
Could you have walked backward on the conveyor belt?
No, I should have though. I really should have and stayed in place.
I was at the airport yesterday where I saw this weekend where I saw someone exercising by going in the reverse direction on the moving
carpet.
Sidewalk. He was doing like a morning workout on like that. And I looked at him and I thought to myself, what a fucking idiot. Just stop.
People think that like the world is their living room now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not.
We're fucked up.
I won't tell you that.
Like we're fucked up. COVID and like being like having everything being like an influencer, everything is a video of something. People are like acting like the world is their living room.
Listen to this. Listen, you are going to turn down your audio, folks, because Chris is going to shit his pants when he hears this and it's going to be loud.
Oh no.
I'm flying out, right? This past a week ago to go to the shoot and I'm flying into Atlanta. So it's a short flight from New York.
Yeah.
I get upgraded to the first row of Comfort Plus.
Beautiful.
On Delta. Okay.
Okay.
I realize that it's a middle seat, but I'm okay. It's just a flight to Atlanta.
It's Comfort Plus.
It's Comfort Plus, of course. So I'm in the middle seat now and I'm in the front row of Comfort Plus. So the row directly in front of me is the first row of first class. And there is no wall separating you. There's not even a curtain anymore because of COVID. It's just two big first class seats and directly behind them, me in the middle seat in a row of three for Comfort Plus. So that means that my feet technically are going underneath the table that's in between the two first class seats.
Yes.
Am I making sense here so far?
Yes.
My flight is at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. So I go to sleep when I get on this plane and I have my carry-on stowed, and then I have my backpack, which contains all of my electronics, my computer, every little doodad I need to record this podcast, all sorts of shit in there. And I have it stowed under the seat in front of me, which is technically this table that's in front of me, along with my feet on top of the bag. So I'm sound asleep and I start to feel my feet tingle.
I'm
Christopher. Are you? Don't clench it because you're gonna shit. It's bad. I start to feel my feet tingle. Now, in my paranoid middle-aged deep sleeping head,
like, am I having?
I'm thinking to myself, I have deep vein thrombosis. I'm having a stroke. I'm 30,000 feet
this
in the air.
So
it's finally happening. Oh my god! And so I try to be calm, and I open my eyes. And I realize my feet aren't tingling. They're wet. Something is pouring onto my fucking feet. I open my eyes and I see a woman, not quick enough, not urgently enough, mopping up a beer.
Oh my God.
It is a beer from the table. And I go, I wake up and I go, what the fuck? She goes, this is my fault. I'm so sorry. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, well, of course it's not my fault.
What are
you talking about? And so she's doing that. She's with a male partner, I'm assuming your husband, who was not on scene when I woke up. I think he was getting more napkins. And so I pull my feet out and I see that they are wet with beer. And then I pull out my knapsack. And I hold my knapsack up in the air and it's dripping from the bottom.
Dominic.
I swear on Cher that this is true. I swear to you it is true. And it is dripping. I start not shaking. I start vibrating because I'm so angry and I'm about to lose my temper. But if you lose your temper on a plane, you're done.
No, you're done for.
You're just done forever. Yep. And if it's not with the airline, it's on TikTok.
No, the guy with the baby, the video of the guy yelling at the baby.
But I'm about to make him look like an hors d'oeuvre at this point.
Yeah, I am
vibrating. And I go, so it turns out that most of the liquid's on the outside of my bag, but not all of it. Because then I go in and I take out my laptop, which is in a case of itself. I take the laptop out of the case and there is a bead of liquid on the corner of my actual laptop where I keep way, way too much of my entire fucking life. And I start, I'm shaking so much with rage at this point that I'm looking at the laptop shake and I'm like, keep it together, girl. You cannot start screaming at people on a plane. You can't do it.
No.
And I'm making a show out of mopping everything up. Now, there's a guy on either side of me in this row. When they see that my bag started dripping, they froze because they were like, this is going
to
go one of two ways.
This is about to happen. Yeah, this is about, like, they're bracing for impact as well.
I grab my phone and tape this motherfucker when he starts to lose his shit?
His mind.
So the guy comes back. They were in their mid-60s, I'm absolutely judging them for drinking this early in the morning. I don't give a fuck. I don't drink beer ever. Of course, I'll have a mimosa or a Bloody Mary with brunch. But if I'm drinking at 6 o'clock, it's only because I have not slept from the night before.
Yeah, you're
That's
still
not
out.
The case with these people. So they're drinking beer. He comes back and he hands me napkins. I grab them out of his hands angrily and I start mopping shit up. And this guy has the nerve. He's like, well, it's an IPA if that makes any difference. And I'm like, that's what you say
to
me?
Yeah, no, we don't
want comedy. In place of I'm sorry?
No, we don't want comedy.
That's what you say to me?
Right now. We don't want comedy.
You're doing a show? You're doing a show. My shoes stink. I hate the smell of beer. I would rather follow a person farting in my face for a week than smell beer for 5 seconds.
Are you serious? I am
absolutely. The smell of beer is the worst smell on the
really?
The fucking planet.
Oh,
I'm
I disagree.
So sorry.
I heavily disagree, but I'm
ugh, absolutely despise. So then the kicker.
Oh, so this is, okay, you needed to tell me this earlier because you're like, actually, like, this is very bad for you.
For my health.
It's not just good. I'm just saying it's not just good. It's not just like, oh no, everything's wet. It's like, it also smells like something that I hate.
Yeah. It's literally a cosmic joke. He looks at me and what do you think he does next?
Gets another beer.
And offers it to me.
No.
I swear to you.
And what did you do?
Handle the beer. That's when I started to lose it. And I looked at him and I said loudly, are you fucking serious? And his face just changed. Like, he thought I was going to be cool with everything. Well, he was like, was not. I said, I'm sitting here mopping your last beer off of my computer and you're offering me another one? And his wife looks at me and she goes, but, and he looks at her and he goes, no. And they just turn around as if to say, this guy's about to go off. We fucked up more than we thought. We're just going to face forward for the rest of the flight.
And, yeah. And they're on like spring break and you're there for work. That's the other thing of this. They were
The flight attendant came over and whispered, he gave me every sort of napkin and paper product like, on the plane.
A diaper.
Kept apologizing. Yeah, like, and he was just like, I put a bunch of miles in your account.
Yeah.
And that was it.
No,
this is the real Pink Mafia. This is where I look at the queen serving the drinks and I'm like, girl, you better do something or I'm going to pop this door off and stick this bitch outside of it.
It's people again, like people are like, oh, it's all good. It's like, no, it's actually not all good. Like, what if what if your computer was ruined and you were flying there? Worse, what if your podcasting equipment was ruined and we couldn't do this show? But like truly though, like imagine if something electronic that you are flying with, your computer that you use everything for, breaks as you're on there. You know what I mean? Or like short circuits because there's beer in it.
Mm. My backpack smelled I could not get the smell. I sprayed it with everything I had, which includes a dry shampoo by Bumble and Bumble. That was really the only thing I could spray it with. Plus some very perfumey hotel body wash.
Yeah.
It didn't come out. It still reeks.
That's crazy.
I'm suing Delta.
No, you should.
For $4.2 million.
for damages.
Yes. For mental damage. I had to sit there.
Okay, so here's what you did. This is the thing. You did a good amount of being like, I'm very upset with you, but you didn't like go to name calling. You didn't like go to like things we can't come back from, but you let them know like I'm very unhappy with you, which I like.
And everyone was relieved. I could literally feel the energy of everyone around me go to a place of contentment when they realized that I was just going to sit there hugging my wet backpack for the entire flight because I couldn't put it on the floor because the floor was soaking wet. And this IPA or whatever the hell it was stank. And because I was holding it on my lap, everyone in my row had to smell it. I felt bad for them, but I couldn't put my bag back on the ground. It was soaking wet. When I got off the flight an hour later, there was so much beer in my shoe, it squished.
No.
The whole can went into my shoe. And, well, half the can went into my shoe, the other can.
That is crazy. Went on my bag.
So I followed this guy to the men's room, and I beat the living shit out of him.
Don't even say that.
I can't even remember the last time I hit somebody.
That's crazy, though. Like, it just was, like, flowing out of the... Was it in a cup or a can?
It was in a can. It was served in a can.
Oh, so it just was like guzzling away.
And I think they gave me so many miles because I was like in my glare at the very cute flight attendant. He could read my mind, which was, why are you serving these people beer at 6:10 in the morning?
Yeah.
The seatbelt sign goes off and everyone just gets drunk. Come on. I'm judging it. Stop. An IPA makes no difference. Beer.
Dear God.
God, beer is disgusting.
That's crazy.
No matter what our client today has done, no matter what has happened to her, and she's been through the ringer, none of it was as bad as my having that beer spilled on me.
Definitely not.
None of it. How's that for a segue? Shall we at least meet our guest this week?
Yes, we should.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, Dominic, to tackle the behemoth that is Demi Lovato, we have someone very special who is an entertainment reporter and also a former Demi Lovato fan and stan.
Former? I'm intrigued.
Please welcome Miss Tiana Lee.
I'm here. I've arrived. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
So Tiana, you literally write about like entertainment news all the time. Mm-hmm. So you're like always clued in whenever someone is like, you know, putting up Instagram stories about Froyo places or like having a third documentary, tell all documentary come out or like, I mean, what else? Like when someone cuts all their hair off, like, you know, you're like in the mix, like yes. You're like reporting on these exact
when there's a UFO
issues.
Sighting.
Yeah.
And she's trying to ruin the friendship with equally famous pop star who she once toured with, who is now married and has a baby with, a movie star / former Bollywood actress. Yes, like clued into all of those things.
There is so much. I learned more about Demi Lovato in the past 24 hours than I had in the past 10 years or however, 15 years, however long she's, you know, been around. I mean, and there is a shocking number of what even a non-pop culture enthusiast would refer to as a scandal or a controversy, like at least an annual scandal with her. It's pretty, I mean, dare I say admirable, really? I mean, she knows how to stay out front. At least we could say that about her.
She does. She really does. And I don't know if you guys like want to know how I stumbled into like the Demi Lovato universe.
No, that's exactly where I'm going. Okay. Go ahead, take it
the
away.
Only thing we want to know.
Yeah, that's like literally the only thing we want to talk about.
I'm not sure if you remember Limited 2. Are you familiar? Like Limited 2?
I am familiar with Limited
Girl
Limited
show,
2.
Store. No. So that was my. So Limited 2 was this tween. Teen girl store, they had a variety of things. Parachute pants, Bermuda shorts, bras, training bras, underwear. But their biggest backer was always Disney. So when I started working there, Disney was really like taking off in that new iteration where it was High School Musical, Camp Rock, Hannah Montana. Shout out to Hannah Montana mm-hmm. and all the moms who would steal the wigs from the store. And what else? Oh, and Jonas Brothers.
Yes. So the like second wave of Disney Channel. Like we kind of were almost too old, right? Like
so I
for
think
them.
So it was yes. So it was like right after Raven, Lizzie McGuire, and all of that. And I held on a little bit too long.
Dominic, basically Limited 2 was like if you were like prepubescent girl, you wanted to have like a choker, like you wanted to have like a shirt that said Limited 2 with sparkles on it. It was like fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade girl. And it was like a wonderland.
So, and it was, I mean, this is an old man question, but was it related to the store, The Limited, that I used to shop at in the 90s? Is it that store?
I believe that it was
T-O-O.
Yes, Limited 2. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think it is. It is related.
It may have been
sassy businesswoman's ensemble shop, The Limited, where I was a cashier at the men's version of it called Structure while I was in college.
Yes, the connection.
The year that Demi Lovato was born. So I feel her entire journey because of that, actually.
Wait, I thought you were going to say is where that you shop at the Limited for sassy businesswoman clothes.
I mean, I didn't say that I never did shop there. I just said I didn't work there. I worked at Structure. They have the Amazing. Flannel chambray button downs and the polka dotted ties.
Yeah.
Yes. So for the fathers and mothers who shopped at Structure and the Limited, there was a group of equally excited girls to get some velour sweatpants that had Limited 2 on the butt, but tastefully and silver crystals and Disney merch, all the Disney merch. And like we always got the Disney collaboration CDs with all the stars. So like it was Christmas time and please listen to this. Is like one of the loudest songs you will ever hear in your life. Demi mm-hmm. Lovato did a cover of Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, but she screamed it.
I'm sure she's belting the whole thing.
Belting. And I was just like, who is this girl? And my manager was like, that's Demi Lovato. We can't turn it down. And so after that, they rolled out Camp Rock. I watched Camp Rock. She also had a show.
I'm sorry, Tiana. I am so sorry. I have to back up about 5 seconds. The directive from the authority, or whoever was the authority at that moment, was
we can't turn it down.
That's Demi Lovato. We can't turn it down.
We've got to play these Disney CDs.
Clear the restaurant.
As loud as possible.
The president's here. Exactly. Yes. Like, don't. Right. Okay.
Like, don't. That's we can't touch it. We can't skip it. Let it run. And I was like, this girl is screaming while I'm counting out these $2. Like, how am I supposed to focus?
So, oh, my God.
Like, Camp Rock came out. And that was her, like, Disney breakout. In that, she starred as, like, the main girl, Mitchie, who went to summer camp. And the Jonas Brothers were, like, this, of course, popular boy band. And they had to put on a performance against a rival summer camp. So I was like, oh, my gosh, she has, like, this great voice. And, of course, at that time, her best friend was Selena Gomez. And so it was just like, I still watched Disney. I watched everything, tuned in. And I was like, okay, I love this. Then, like, she got that little, I think it was Hollywood record still. And I was like, this is it. She had this song, what was it? She has an album, and there was a song like Remember December on it. And I was like, for the market that they're trying to like push this girl to, she's got a little edge, and she's got like a really good voice when she's not screaming, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas. Fast forward cut, I just stuck with it up until 2020 when she saw that UFO, and I was just like, you know what? I think I'm done here.
Okay, wait. I don't even know the story about the UFO.
I don't think I do either. I'm trying to find it furiously online. What do you?
So what happened?
So it was after. So you remember in 2020, it was like the height of the pandemic. We were deep in it. Her documentary came out, the third one, I think it was.
Too many to count. Yes. There's so many to count. I can't.
Dancing with the Devil. That documentary where she talked
God
about
God in heaven.
Where she talked about the relapse and all of that. And so after that.
I'm not laughing at the word relapse. I'm laughing at someone having a trilogy of documentaries.
Yes, truly.
She's 30. She's 30 years
yes.
old.
Yes. She loves to like have a documentary in conjunction with an album. Mm-hmm. And she fooled me with it once. And then I wasn't going to have that happen again to me. So I stopped after the first one that was like. Really an album release, but she said it was a documentary.
She was like, it's a really documentary, and it was...
It's a visual album with her, like, spilling some tea at the beginning, but... Continue.
Yes, but she always does it. So, like, with that tour with Nick Jonas, that was a whole thing, and that's where you can kind of see her, like, turning the corner right before the Tell Me You Love Me era, when she... Around that time, she said she started using again. So, like, after that documentary, when she was engaged to the guy Max, the actor that... No one really knew.
Max Eric. Oh, he was on Young and the Restless. Oh, this old queen knows exactly.
They would like go out to like the mountains in, I think it was Arizona. She'd be like, we're looking for UFOs. And then I think like she was saying it so much that she just had to stop. Like somebody on her team was probably like, apologize to the people because you're not seeing these many like UFOs now. NASA is flagging, and like it's becoming a national security threat. Like, please, like, stop.
I can't.
So she just kept saying, like, every week she would see a UFO, like something that like most people will never see ever. She was like, I saw another one.
Keep seeing UFOs.
That's insane.
Now, where, sis? Like, what are the coordinates? Like, how do you keep seeing this and no one knows picking up on it? So that was like a wild thing. And then I just saw, like, I was waist deep in coronation coverage yesterday, so I couldn't pay attention to anything else. But they were like, Demi Lovato spotted another UFO, and it was like a screenshot.
As of this
over
week?
London?
Like
was it over London?
No, it was yesterday. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to go back to, like, I can't go through this.
No, anymore. Like, I can't do this with you again.
I was like, I can't.
This is the thing. It's like with everything that she does, like it's this exact same sentiment of like, I literally can't do this with you anymore. Mm-hmm. Like you had me and now I can't do this with you. Like, yeah. I can't again be wrapped up in the fact that you think that like the aliens are trying to talk to specifically you. Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Just you.
She belabors the point at every turn that she gets.
It's like, it goes way too far. Her Twitter used to be off the chain. Like,
in what way?
Like, that was, she wouldn't have a problem adding anybody. This was when, like, you had to text.
Well, she still doesn't, apparently.
Yeah. You had to, like, text to tweet. And, like, you know, she wouldn't have a problem adding anyone. Of course, there were the don't say anything about my relationship tweets with her and Wilmer. Just living through, like, all of that, I think there was, like, her and Selena may have had a back and forth. Her and Miley may have had a back and forth at one time. Like, no one was safe in that.
Well, she likes to escalate situations. Like, she mm-hmm. really does. First and foremost, she has an amazing voice. And I don't think she's given – the credit is not due to her. Like, she does not get the credit that she deserves. Because I think she has one of the best voices of any pop star, like, that's, like, making music today. But you would never know that because she desperately needs a stylist. And she desperately needs, like, an image makeover for people to, like, take her seriously. And she needs to stop doing – YouTube. Am I just getting into my pitch now, basically? Kind of. But she keeps doing all this bullshit and needs to just like be a star and like actually is extremely talented.
Yeah. Every time I've seen her live, she's never missed, like, one of the best. And I've gone to every tour since, like,
wow, you really are a super fan.
Yeah. The one before Tell Me You Love Me is like her greatest body of work. Like, that is unmatched. One of my like top 10 favorite pop albums ever, because it was so good and she was so vulnerable. Her voice was so strong that entire tour.
She saw a UFO this weekend, by the way. I'm on Twitter. She saw a UFO this weekend.
Yep. That's what I saw.
Oh, it's still happening.
They're still coming to her.
Okay, so is there any, like, proof? No, she just is like, I saw one. Like, we can never prove her wrong, right? Because she's just telling us that it happened.
Yeah.
And, like, is this for attention? Like, it, right? It
that's just the question. Like, what is the grab? Like, what? Because normally, like, if somebody's doing something over and over, they're pushing something. So if they're like, yes, mm-hmm. saw UFO, hashtag NASA partner, yes, part of the UFO group, but it's not
NASA partner. Hashtag NASA partner. I'm dead.
Like, it's always something, but with her, it's not like
it's not. It never. It could be. No, it should show, be NASA partner. No,
yeah,
like, no, it's just staying out front. That's what that whole, this whole class of celebrities, that's all they do. It's like, no one's been talking about me for 15 minutes, so you know what, I saw a fucking UFO. How's that? Tweet. Send it out. They're coming to me personally.
And now look Nowhere at me else. Talking about it like it's working. But it's like,
we're doing a whole podcast like, about it. You know what, I bet if we glued a GoPro to her forehead, I bet she would stop seeing UFOs real quick. If we had a body cam on her, I bet they would just go away, and she would say it's because they see the body cam and they're shy.
That could be it.
That will be the fourth documentary about her life. It'll be all shot on that GoPro.
So let's go back to like some of the, like, let's go back to some of her, you know, scandalous things. So she's in this Camp Rock. She, in her first documentary, the one that I watched, I believe it was called like Confidential or something like that.
Yes.
And it was when the album's called Confident, mm-hmm. Was coming out. And so she put out this thing that was going to be like a tell-all documentary. And me and my roommate at the time, we like watched it and we were like, oh my God, I can't wait to like watch this documentary about Demi Lovato, like, going to rehab and like blah, blah, blah. She's going to spill all the tea about like the Jonas Brothers, etc. And she talked a lot about it, but she was like doing Adderall a lot, she said. And she was like, but she was like a minor. So like, it was bad that like they're giving her like prescription mm-hmm. drugs that she shouldn't be doing, like if she doesn't actually need Adderall. And like, she talked a little bit about Wilmer Valderrama, which is very – and, like, that was not good because he was, like, absolutely an adult and she was absolutely not an adult. And it was, like, absolutely 100% on paper illegal. I don't know how he's, like – I mean, not that he has really has a career slam, but like he shouldn't if he has even an iota of one, because that's really bad. And like,
how long were they together?
A long
over
time.
Over a decade.
So she was only, not that this matters, but she was only a child at the very beginning of it, I'm assuming.
I want to say 17 she was when they started 17, dating. And they always had this story. Like they're, I remember every time like someone interviewed them after she had hit like 19, 20.
Right.
It was always because apparently they met on the set of a commercial or something. And he was like, she always like, she had eyes for me first, but I told her like, no, I was very serious and very strict about it. Like every time he spoke about it. And I think he said it in that documentary. They showed the clip and I was just like, what a way for them to spin this however it is.
Yeah,
because of course he's gonna say that.
No,
right?
Sure. Yeah, like zero people believe you.
Her mom came out with a book, I think it was called Flying Without Wings or something, where she talked about like having a daughter in
this family with the title
in
Dancing with the Devil, flying without wings. Like, my life story, part 11.
And she talked about like, oh yeah, like it was always like, Chris, remember like in the documentary was always like, we're going to talk about it, but we're not going to talk about it. So we're going to allude to everything. And she never, you thought you were going to get some names. You thought you were going to get like details. It was just the Adderall, right? But she never mentioned like the cocaine use.
Yeah, like
or
doing any
like
other drugs.
So that was becoming annoying too. Like,
which I get. I get if you don't want to tell everyone, but then you can't market this as like a tell-all documentary and not tell all.
Yeah.
Like, and then when you have three of them, like, girl, like you got me once. Like, you're not getting me a second time, and you're absolutely not getting me a third time.
There's no way.
That's how she keeps manufacturing documentary after documentary. Mm-hmm. She's just giving you a little crumb.
Yes.
And by the time she's 60 and having released several dozen of these, you will have a full cake. They're not tell-all documentaries. They're shocking tell-some
documentaries. The worst part of it is that halfway into it, she then starts talking about her newest album that she's writing, and then it starts to like be a weird music video, like of the like at one point she's talking about it, and then they're like, and then this song, blah blah blah, and she's like, then starts like laying very sensually all over like a kitchen counter, and my roommate and I were like, what the hell are we watching? Like, what is this? Like, this isn't a documentary anymore, and it slowly turned into like just like a visual album for like all of the music that she was about to put out. And I was like, oh, so this was just a commercial for her album. And then they just put that at the beginning to
remember,
be a cock tease for us to like think we're getting a documentary, but it's really just like her debuting all of the songs. When does the Froyo happen? Is that, that's big.
It's all so we care about.
That was, and like, I always commended her for being so real about her disordered eating journey. And she was always an advocate for that. She always took it serious. Like, she never made light of it. When she talked about it, I remember on like social, a lot of people were definitely like, okay, thank you for this. Like, thank you for taking it serious and actually addressing it.
Yeah.
And so, yes, the Froyo incident, that had to be what, like right before the pandemic, like 2018, 2019, it was after Ariana Grande licked the donuts. I remember because I was like, why
oh
do
my
people
God,
keep
I forgot
going
about that.
Into these stores and doing this? And so, yeah, the Froyo incident where she called out the frozen yogurt space for having all the dietary restrictions. And the people were like, ma'am, this is for folks who have like gastrointestinal
diabetes.
Issues,
can't have sugar.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Like, why are you making this about you? And at like a certain point, like, you've got to check your entitlement, your privilege, and kind of like, why is it all of a sudden an attack on you? You're not thinking about the broader scope of folks who are also living out there. So that was wild. Like,
and the messaging that she kind of had was kind of like, oh my God, like, the thing that's sad about it is it's like, this is like what a conservative person would like show a liberal person to be like, you're insane. Like, because it was like, I'm triggered by the fact that there's like diet culture at this Froyo place.
Right.
Like,
she
blah,
was
blah,
triggered
blah.
By the sugar-free items because she suffers from an eating disorder.
Yeah. And the frozen yogurt place, bless them.
Which, like, yeah.
Because they were so kind. Which,
like, is valid. Like, it is valid. Yeah. However, like, do you need to then take this to a national scale where you're, like, berating this, like, Froyo place? Like, no, you just
like,
don't
took a picture of the menu and was like, this is problematic, this. And people were like,
and they're like,
man,
we're just trying to sell yogurt.
We're just trying to make sure people can eat here and we're doing the right thing.
I don't, you know, I think being triggered by it is valid. I think putting this store on blast is not valid at all. I think, like, and attempting to ruin them is not valid. You
and
know,
they were
a small business,
like,
right. I mean, during the pandemic, no less, a small business during the pandemic that she was, you know, she was putting on blast. That's like me, you know, calling out the NBA because I'm 5 feet tall. You know, it's just like, so like, what did you think, girl? Like, what? Yeah, like, wait, you can't just avoid these things in life because you have an eating disorder.
And I think the other thing too is it's just very like, it was just out of left field. And it's what you said. You said that her Twitter used to be off the chain. And this is just like a continuation of that. And then she was posting there, like, because they then DM'd her and was like, hey, like, we just like have all this stuff because we like, there's people that like can't have a lot of sugar. And obviously frozen yogurt has a shit ton of sugar in it. Mm-hmm. So they were like, we need to have things that people that like have diabetes can also eat. And she was like posting their responses. And she was just like going, like she never backed down until like the dust settled. And she kind of got her wits about her and was like, oh, fuck, like, I look like a fucking asshole,
like, and completely ridiculous.
Completely, yes. Like, that was off the rails. I was like, these people said nothing wrong. They were just really like trying to inform you, and she just was not hearing it at all.
Don't mess with someone in a store. You know, you have childhood trauma, you have mental health issues, you have a drug problem. Whatever, you're coming from a funeral, you had a bad day. We've all been there. We all have our shit. Don't ever yell at a flight attendant or someone who works in a fucking store. Don't do it ever.
Especially
you're
food and beverage. Like, no way.
You're just wrong. Yeah. You're just, you just should not do it. Go home, tweet about them, write an impassioned letter, talk about it with your folks. You don't, if you are someone who has as much visibility as she does, you don't fuck with people like that. It's just, it's just rude. And it's like, just rude.
It's not even that, like, be one thing if they had like something weird. It was just like, this was very standard. Like, this was just very standard stuff that they were selling. And it's like, you're like taking it to a level that's like so on enough. Like, you're on a UFO in where you're at, your head is at.
Yeah.
Like, because she is like out of this galaxy with like where she was taking it. And it like didn't stop. And I think that's why it's kind of like why we like are fascinated with her, because she just like doesn't let up. Again, like, third documentary in her trilogy of documentaries about her like struggle with like, and like, I want to have compassion for her, because like, I think that she definitely was mistreated by her management when she was a child. Mm-hmm. I think she definitely, again, these are all my personal opinions, there's no actual facts to back this up, but like, do I think that she was like,
where's the fun in that anyway? Yeah, really,
like, do I think that they were like basically like she was like a meat puppet for like Disney and like her, you know, the people managing her? 100%.
They all
do
were.
I think that she like I completely understand why she struggles with eating disorders and substance abuse and all this stuff, because they like, imagine the horrible life that she had to live, like on the road doing all this stuff as a kid with no like actual adults around her that really wanted to protect her. But girl, like, you can't just like take it to another level all the time. And it's like, I can't do this.
You know how like when people write "don't change" in your yearbook and like when you graduate high school,
please keep going.
She kept it. She did not change.
She did not change.
Not changed at all. But I think like the thing that also kind of like makes me still have space in my heart for her is now she's laughing about it. Like, she knows how ridiculous some of that shit is. Like, because going back to the frozen yogurt thing, she apologized and then she was like, this was such bullshit on my behalf.
A mess.
this was a mess. Like, I see it.
Well, and like, never forget that like we had a meme on the internet that was literally called Poot Lovato, which was just like a bad photo of her that we put on everything. Like, we have, like, we are also to blame here. Like, I will say, like, we have fucked her with her a lot.
I remember. Yes, I remember. And then she finally brought that like around full circle. It was like, okay, Demi, you had us crying in 2007 with you. Like, please take that down. And now it's like, let's laugh, guys. So it's kind of like pick a side, pick what you're going to do. If you're going to keep seeing UFOs, hashtag NASA partner, like, please, like,
there has to be a method. Okay, your pitch, which is going to win, Tiana, is she is going to partner with NASA. That is your pitch. I'm doing it for you, but that is going to beat both of our pitches, and it's so fucking good.
I'm already obsessed with the merch. Yeah. Yeah. I can already see it.
And it's like Putin space, and it's like her like on a rocket. Like,
and the shirt, you know, it could be every iteration of her, like, yes. NASA partner. Like, I see it.
Okay, is there any, what else do we want to say before we get to the pitches? Is there anything else, any more stuff we have to talk about with her?
I think that this is an entire generation of troubled entertainers. I really do mean this because they're the first wave of celebrities that were on social media with regularity.
And as children.
And having millions of followers. This is a generalization, but please send hateful emails because I love them. They are all fucked up because of it in their own way. Like, yes. Child stars have always been troubled, largely. Like, there are those that squeak through unscathed, but we know that that's few and far between. So to couple that whole experience with then now trying to figure out who you are on a global scale in front of all, like, you're living on social media, knowing that the money's going to come in based on how relatable you are. And you don't know if this person on your Instagram account is actually you or just what you want the world to think you is. That's the rhythm. Like, they have a rhythm where it's like, if they've been someone who's not being spoken about for a little while, they just, you know, start screaming at a yogurt store or say that they saw a UFO. I mean, it's a hashtag NASA partner. That's it.
So good. It is that's so it. Good.
Why are we even pitching today after NASA partner? Like, that's the boutique.
Oh my God.
But yes, that is so right. And it's just like, even working in my industry, because I reported in 2018 when she had her near fatal overdose, and then just seeing just the trajectory, like, from two layers, like, as a fan and as someone who works and covers entertainment, and seeing, like you said, there's a pattern, there's a method to their madness. Wait. There's like how they've been marketed, like, mm-hmm.
I'm forgetting that she like had a seizure, basically. Didn't she like have a stroke? Like, she like almost died, right?
So it was near fatal. Like, she said she had a heart attack. She flatlined, died. Like, that was the one. But then remember in Dancing with the Devil, when she was talking about that and she revealed all that information, she went on to say that she was California sober, which as of a few months ago.
How dare we? Go this long California and not sober. Discuss California sober. Okay. All this is out the window. Let's keep going. I'm on another. I'm in a UFO now.
You are in the stratosphere.
Hashtag NASA partner.
I'm in the stratosphere. I am a NASA partner. This is now a thing. Like, we are going to say this in every episode.
We just hit the reset button, and this is part two. We're going to do as many podcasts about Demi as she has done documentaries about herself. This is going to kick off the second one.
Now, this is the problem. Because we just look, just like in real life, I just got to a place where I was like, I feel really bad for her. And then after she literally says, like, I was clinically dead, like, my heart was not beating, like, I was deceased. And then she's going to follow that up with, I'm now California sober, which means she still smokes weed and drinks wine.
Yeah.
Like, I want to jump off of a bridge. like it's, she can't not put me on a roller coaster. I'm in the NASA, hashtag NASA partner. I'm in the stratosphere. Did you watch? You saw me literally go from 0 to 100.
Yes.
When you said California.
We saw you launch. We saw you launch.
See, that's the problem. Like, you have us. Like, you almost died. Like, you basically died. Like, that's all you don't need to go anywhere else with that. Like, I almost died, and now I'm, like, really trying to be better.
Yeah.
And, like, be, like, work the system and be, you know, work the program and be, go to rehab. But instead, she says, I'm California sober, which is so frustrating for me as someone. And it's, again, like, I want you to be healthy. I want you to be okay.
Yeah. And then it's like
she's gonna Lindsay Lohan herself out of pop culture is what's gonna happen. Like,
I know,
there's gonna
which
be
is so sad.
So many incidents that the comebacks aren't even gonna matter anymore. Mm-hmm. Remember when Lindsay was like, oh, I bought a club in Mykonos, blah blah blah. Two people cared. And that was it. And then it went away.
Well, before that, remember when she went on Oprah, when Lindsay went on Oprah and she was like, I didn't drink today. And then Oprah goes, let's celebrate that. Something my friend Eric and I quote every day to each other.
Explain this to me like I'm five, because I just couldn't believe.
No, I know,
like,
how you
like
feel.
You said, it was just so frustrating because you were rooting for her, and like, you don't want to see somebody go through what she went through all over again, and you're watching this documentary and you're invested in her health and happiness, and then now you're left like, what? So all that to say, I want to say maybe a couple, 2 or 3 months ago, she said that she's no longer California sober. She's sober because in true Demi fashion, she has to bring it back home and be like, I had to check myself.
Yeah.
And and that sounded crazy and it wasn't working. And that's her business, whether it was working for her or not. But she definitely, what she's always good at is bringing it back home and being like, okay. That was crazy.
Yeah, I was being crazy. Yeah.
She's got a lot to work with. Mm-hmm. You know, she still has like about 8 or 9 other things that she can be like, wow, that was batshit as well. Here I am.
Yeah, she is. She always will have UFOs whenever she needs them.
Not relatable. Right, exactly.
And I think that's what, because she knows she wore out her welcome with like the empathy and the support. And you know, so now it's like, I got a UFO sighting. That's gonna bring
no. It's just it's again. It's what Dominic was like. Wait, there was a trilogy of these movies, and it's like, yeah. Well, like, yeah. Who else has that? No one.
Always.
All right.
New doc.
Okay, I think it's time to pitch, and I already know that Dominic's gonna win because we went to another place mentally, and mine's not wacky enough to win, and I know that Dominic's gonna win. Actually, Tiana's gonna win with hers hashtag NASA partner, but if we take her out of the equation, Dominic's gonna beat me. I already know it, but I'm gonna do my pitch anyway. I'm not changing it. Okay.
It's beginning bitter, so I'm already
I just know that you're gonna win,
excited right now.
I was coming in very like grounded, and now it's like we're in the stratosphere. Okay. My pitch is Demi Lovato, you are too much. You're so extra. You're doing documentaries. You're doing like whatever the fuck. You're like seeing UFOs. You're doing this. You're doing that. You're trying to do everything. And what you're not doing is just focusing on being a pop star. So you are firing your entire team. Every single person that works for you is gone. Canned. And I don't care if they're your family members. No one on your team is helping you at all. No one's telling you stop saying that you see UFOs. No one's saying stop yelling at Froyo places. No one is saying stop like lying about, like stop cock teasing the world about your documentaries that you're rolling out one crumb at a time, as Dominic said.
Mm-hmm.
You're firing every single person that works for you. You are going to hire the best PR team that money can buy. And what you are going to do is you're going to write a new album. It is going to be called California Sober. Mm. And you are going to write about every single thing that you've ever wanted to write about and make really, really, really good pop music. And you are going to ban yourself from Twitter, and you are going to ban yourself from Instagram. And like someone is going to do that for you. Your PR team is going to work your Instagram for you. You are not going to have access to it. And you're going to put out a fucking great pop album. And you are going to get a stylist to get you really good clothing. Because she never looks right. She always is off. It's always like half there and half
She's tried
horrible.
Everything.
She's tried everything.
She's
truly
really tried everything.
Clitorally, she's tried everything and nothing
has
worked.
She should She should wear. Tiana looks like she's gonna pass out.
I say literally all the time. And I started making Dominic say literally, and everyone tells us stop saying literally. So Dominic so made a thing of saying he's gonna say clitorally, and it actually has helped me a lot.
I love that.
This was the podcast we should have started doing video with, because I thought Tiana was going to need smelling salts when you said clitorally. She closed her eyes in what appeared to be, it was like half prayer, half disgust, which is exactly the reaction that we're looking for. We mean no offense.
It had to register. My brain had to compute what he is.
Oh my God, Chris! Wait, are you gonna lose your place? Do you remember
where
you were?
I'm here. Okay. Stylist. She needs a stylist.
Yes,
she needs to be she needs to get a serious makeover and just clothing and just like her look. Like she just needs to get it on track.
Right, and it can be just her clothing everything. And her look. Oh, is that all? Everything. Just like just head to toe.
Like, and it can even be an era. Like she can do a Lady Gaga situation where she's like, oh, this one is chromatic, is all pink, and it's futuristic. Like she can do that. Like whatever she wants to do, like she needs an era, but make a really good album and stop doing all this bullshit. I know it's a simple pitch, but that's what it is. And it's just be like, cause the saddest part about her is that the song she puts out, no other pop star, including like an Ariana Grande, et cetera, that is like a known vocalist, could not do her songs. Mm-mm. Her voice is so good and so
she's so talented. She's so naturally talented.
Can belt, and it's so strong. She never goes into falsetto like where normal people would like go up into a falsetto and like have to hit a high note. She's straight up belting it, and it's like her voice is so good, and we lose all of that from all the fucking minutia bullshit that she does every day. That is my pitch. I rest my case. Just, you are now a good pop star, and you're introducing how good your voice is to the world, because no one knows how good of a singer she is. And it's sad.
And it really is. And I will say your pitch was fantastic. Yes. You know, I'm your biggest fan. It's so, as always, reasonable. And I will be here with my clown work in a moment. But Demi Lovato, you know, listeners to our podcast will know that when someone is living ridiculously, my solution is just to, I just don't know that redemption exists culturally. You just lean into it more. So
I am bracing for impact.
For a cleanse, so Demi, nervous. First of all, and I've given this advice to other people we've tried to fix. 1 year, you are to stay off social media, all of it, for 1 year. Get your news from a newspaper. That is it. I don't even want her to have a phone. She can communicate with family and friends by regular phone. No texting. No, that device has ruined her life. She should not be on social media at all. It's just it's transformed that entire generation of celebrities. It's terrible. So she needs for 1 year to stay off of it. In 1 year, she returns to social media announcing that she has opened a store. Okay.
Don't you dare say it.
Now, you think you know what I'm going to say here, Christopher, but I will tell you that she's going to open a store somewhere deep, deep in the heartland. Like I'm talking about, like, I want this store opened up in the middle of a crop circle in Nebraska. And the name of the store, as a play off of her name, Demi, the name of the store is going to be called Havsies. Okay, that's the name of the store. And these unique establishments are going to be half frozen yogurt store by day and half observatory by night, where the people will eat frozen yogurt. And then when they call last call, it's like, everyone line up at the Fixins bar, get your yogurt ready. We're going to be here all night. There's a meteor shower. And then that's half of the store closes. The other half opens, and it's a giant observatory or planetarium-esque sort of establishment where she just leans fully into the nonsense. And it is at this point, a year after she's opened four or five of these insane places in crop circles across the Midwest, that she just drops a surprise album that sweeps the Grammys that year. That's it. That's what I want her to write an entire album without any exposure to social media while her business manager is focused on opening up this store. And then that's it. And then she becomes a retail maven and then goes back into music. You know what? I'm not, fuck the music part. I take that out of my pitch. I don't care. I want to remove the album from my pitch. I just want her to own the stores.
You want her to have an empire. You want her to have a frozen yogurt empire.
She can sing at all the openings of the stores individually, yeah, okay, but no more albums. Enough is enough. And that's it. Habsies.
Crop circles across the Midwest.
The stores all have to be inside a crop circle.
It's like signs. Like it's like, it's basically like...
But seriously, if there's another documentary, it should obviously be directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's the only person who can do it.
Oh my God. Okay, Tiana, obviously your pitch is going to be better because your pitch that we've made up for you is that she partners with NASA to like go find UFOs in commercials and gets like a fat check for it.
I want her to be an hashtag NASA partner because no one else is doing it. I want her to go to space and document it. I want a reality TV show. I want her to lean into this, put it on the History Channel. I don't want it on Bravo. I don't want it on like MTV, nothing. We're going to put it on the History Channel. Yeah. It's going to come on after Why Planes Crash.
Ancient Aliens. Yep. Like this is Ancient Aliens adjacent.
And she just has to lean into being a NASA hashtag like NASA partner because at what point are you going to make this worth your while and ours? She can do everything else. She can do the music.
Yeah, she needs to deliver. She needs to deliver on the
frozen yogurt / observatory. Like, I want her to get that NASA bag so bad.
That is, not only is that the obvious winner because it is the perfect combination of reasonable and insane. And
insane.
But you are also, in the short history of this podcast, you are the first guest to ever win the pitch of the week.
Oh my God. Thank you. It was an honor.
Truly. No, you're the first.
Yeah, we're not even fighting. Sometimes it gets a little grumpy at the end, but that's so clearly the winner that we're very impressed.
Thank you.
We don't even want you to pick. Yeah, we don't even, you're not even judging either.
Are you sure?
Like, you just win. 100%.
No, you've already won. We've already decided that yours is better than ours, so we don't care who you pick. We've already picked.
Thank you.
Wow, this is a historic day.
History has been made.
It is history.
I love that. I'm so glad that I could come here and do that. I love to shake things up.
It's rare that as rare as a UFO sighting. That is how rare a guest winning is. It's very Demi Lovato for you to even
hashtag
come on
NASA
here
partner.
Turn it on its head.
Send it to the moon, as some may say.
I can't. Oh my goodness. Can't. I am dead.
I'm literally updating the database we have for who won, and I just wrote Tiana exclamation point.
Yeah. Because we don't deserve it. She deserves the win.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Thank you.
Nope. She came in and did it in the first 30 seconds of being here. She was like, this is what's happening. I'm going to give you this hashtag. You'll be able to talk about nothing else for the next 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And that is what's happening.
This was another. And like Dominic and I like pride ourselves on like being good at this. And like you destroyed us. Like without even trying. Like without even trying, destroyed us. Like off the dome, just like had a better pitch than we did when we were actually put in time thinking about ours. This has been absolutely amazing, Tiana. Intrepid reporting. This is like, it's beyond.
I've had the best.
Thank you so much for being here.
This was so much fun.
Come back whenever you want because you're better at this than either of us.
No, so. I don't want to put you out of business. But if you
now we'll still
I can be here. Like I can consult.
We might need to bring, like, no, truly though, like, we might need to bring you in sometime. Like, I might need to just bring you in as like a phone friend. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. You're the phone a friend.
Like, I wish I was joking. I'm not at all.
I'm down.
Tiana, where can people find you?
So Instagram is hello, it's Tati. And then Twitter is hola, it's Tati.
Dominic, where can people find you?
You can find me at domentary.com. On the socials, you can find me on at Dominic Pupa. And please go to my website where you can buy tickets to my Pride show at the Cutting Room in New York City this June on the 16th and 22nd.
I'll be there on the 22nd.
Yay! Woo!
You guys can find me at The Krista Rosa. Please rate and review the show and write in your review who you want us to fix next. And as always, where's Shelly? Goodbye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.